To today's cover story, another side to the conflict in Syria, the British-born wife of the Syrian president. Today's Erica Hill has her story. Erica, good morning.
Matt, good morning to you. Asma al-Assad is standing by her man, smiling by his side as recent photos, and she's also inspiring some new comparisons to other famous wives, but not the kind most people would want.
In pictures, Asma al-Assad appears to be the ultimate first lady. Active in charity work, perfectly styled, well-educated. A 2011 Vogue piece called her glamorous, young, and very chic, the freshest and most magnetic of first ladies.
Very much into fashion, always looking her best, like to travel. She's also very well-educated.
Born in London in 1975 to Syrian parents, Asma al-Assad was raised and educated in England. She worked in banking before quitting in late 2000 to move to Syria and marry President Bashar al-Assad, where she settled into charity work. Syria expert Andrew Tabler first met Assad in 2002.
She was always seen as the more reasonable, the kinder, gentler face of a brutal regime.
Asma was also a minority in the Assad family, a Sunni Muslim who married into the ruling Alawite sect, offering hope to the country's Sunni population.
I think at first she was very well liked, but over time, as the regime's behavior got worse, and she was seen as someone who very much had thrown her lot in with President Assad.
The mother of three has stood by her husband, despite rumors at one point she'd fled the country with their three children. Last year, leaked emails obtained by The Guardian appeared to show Asma Assad spending lavishly, even as the city of Homs, her family's ancestral home, was under attack.
As the regime was destroying Syria's third largest city, her hometown, the accounts have her buying pieces of art online and other types of high-end shopping.
As the world grapples with images of chemical attacks, the Syrian presidency's recently launched Instagram feed is clearly hoping to show a different side of the First Lady, smiling as she prepares food for refugees, preparing boxes with her husband, surrounded by seemingly adoring Syrians. Pictures that have inspired comparisons to a modern-day Marie Antoinette. It's also reintroduced that 2011 Vogue profile, which was sharply criticized and removed from the magazine's site. The author, who was not available to speak with NBC News, told the Daily Beast last year she regrets it.
The message that Asma al-Assad gave me every day for a week was how much she cared about the children of Syria and how she wanted to empower them. I had serious misgivings.
Whatever the Assad's true story may be, 2 years into this brutal conflict, it's far from the fairy tale they tried desperately to portray.
Now, other than those recent Instagram photos, Asma al-Assad has been keeping a pretty low profile during the increase in violence in Syria. Tamron?